Good morning. Welcome into In Focus on News Radio KMAN. Joining us here today is Robin Cole. She is the Executive Director of Pawnee Mental Health in the Manhattan area. Good morning.
Good morning.
Pleasure to have
you. How are you?
I'm doing great. This has been probably the best month of the year for my family, and looking forward to the summertime. I think a lot of folks are eager to get out and about this summer.
I agree. I think this summer already has a different feel to it than last summer, and everybody's really excited to start moving back to some more normal kinds of behaviors and activities.
Yeah, it's good. I think it's good for our mental health, and that's a good segue into the first topic here that we have, and that is the month of May is Mental Health Month, Mental Health Awareness Month, and I know that there have been some proclamations here locally designating that.
That's right. Throughout the month of May, we visited with all 10 of our county's county commissioners, and all 10 of the counties that Pawnee Mental Health serves declared May as Mental Health Month. And so we were very grateful for that. And then our city commission for Manhattan also declared May as Mental Health Month. I think it's just a wonderful opportunity for our city and county commissions to communicate to all their constituents just the importance of mental health awareness.
Do you find that there's more of a, they're more receptive here at the county and city levels here maybe than they were 10 years ago?
You know, that's a really good question. And, you know, I've been doing this for, I think it's 16 years now, meeting with the city and county commissioners and talking to them about mental health awareness. And I think there has been just an increased awareness, an increased receptivity, an increased acknowledgement of the importance of mental health to our communities, really to every aspect of our communities. If the mental health of our citizens is healthy, then our community is healthy.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Well, with that, you know, we have some good news to report here this month. And tell us a little bit more about what are some of the good things happening at Pawnee Mental Health?
Yes, you know, and it really is appropriate to be talking about this during Mental Health Awareness Month, because this past year, I think that all of the attention that has been placed on COVID-19 and the impact of it on people, especially when it comes to the impact on their mental health, has resulted in both federal and state government recognizing that there was more that they needed to do to help support the mental health of its citizens. And so there have been a couple of pretty outstanding kinds of opportunities through SAMHSA, which is the Substance Abuse and Mental Health Services agency of the federal government, that Pawnee has had an opportunity to participate in. There was funding available through SAMHSA and through the Federal COVID Relief Act for community mental health centers throughout the nation to apply for funds to respond to the pandemic. And so Pawnee submitted a grant application for funds. The title of our grant application was Mitigating the Effects of COVID-19 by Revitalizing and Expanding Behavioral Healthcare Services Delivered by Pawnee Mental Health. And so this grant, if awarded, is worth up to $2.5 million for 2 years. So we're very excited about the possibility of having these additional federal resources to revitalize and expand the services that we provide in our 10 counties. The application was due just this last week, and so I think we've got probably a couple of months before we'll know whether or not we'll be a recipient of this grant. But I really look forward to the opportunity to announce that we have receive that grant. Another grant that we applied for through the federal government that also comes out of COVID relief money was the CCBHC startup grant. And so what the CCBHC is it's a certified community behavioral health center. And this is a new initiative led by the federal government where community mental health centers have an opportunity basically to meet federal standards for what the services are that a community mental health center ought to provide. And so if the community mental health center is providing that array of services at the level to which the federal standards require, then the community mental health center can be designated as a certified community behavioral health center. And so this is a grant opportunity that we applied for in March. It is a $2 million for 2 year grant that basically helps the organization get ready to become a certified community behavioral health center. The money really is just startup money because under this federal concept of a certified community behavioral health center, states across the nation have to establish the certification process in their state and the ongoing funding mechanism. So it's not the federal government's intent that it would continue to provide the funding. The funding comes through the Medicaid program, and each state has its own terms for its Medicaid program. And so the good news is the state of Kansas legislature did pass a certified community behavioral health center bill this legislative session. And that bill does establish that KDHE and KDADS would establish the certification and the funding for certified community behavioral health centers in Kansas. The bill requires that KDHE would establish the prospective payment plan and that it would have that prospective payment plan in place by May 1st of 2022. Try to say that three times fast, Brandon. And it also requires then that all certified or all community behavioral health centers would function as certified community behavioral health centers by July 1st of 2024. This is probably one of the biggest, well, let me strike that. It is not probably one of the biggest. This is the biggest change to community mental health that certainly I've seen in the 16 years that I've been executive director. And I think it's probably, when you think about the changes that have happened in community mental health, in the 90s, we had the recognition of and the delivery of services to children with serious emotional disturbances and to adults with severe and persistent mental illnesses. That was a fairly big change back then. This is another one of those very significant changes for community mental health. And so there are already six community mental health centers in the state of Kansas who have received this federal funding as a startup for a certified community behavioral health center. Pawnee did not apply for funding during that first round of startup grants because we were getting ready to open the CSU at that time. And so our focus was on the CSU and crisis stabilization services rather than the certified community behavioral health initiative. And really, as I reflect on it, that was probably the right order of things anyway, because one of the primary differences between what a community mental health center does and what a certified behavioral health center does is that CCBHCs provide that 24/7 crisis support to members of the community in a more robust way than the community mental health centers historically have provided. And so now that we have the CSU and have been operational for over a year, it really does set us up very nicely to be able to meet the federal criteria as a certified community behavioral health center.
I might ask just a quick follow up on this. So with the two grants here, both totaling roughly around $4.5 million combined, how much of a burden does that take off of then the 10 counties here who support you with funding? That's got to be a big help.
It is a huge help, but the funding from our counties remains just as critical as it ever has been, because this is going to be about adding to what is currently happening rather than supplanting what is currently happening. And so it also includes an opportunity for us to get our wages and salaries so that they are competitive with the job market. The community mental health system has been underfunded for so long that it's been very challenging for us to try to keep up with and to be competitive with wages and salaries across other industries, as well as for individuals who work in mental health but outside of the community mental health system. And so part of this funding is going to be to help position us so that we can recruit and retain the talent that's necessary for us to be able to deliver all these services that are needed under that certification process.
Okay.
So yes, the answer is the county support remains just as crucial as ever, because this is about building on top of what we already have.
All right. Robin Colligan joining us here on In Focus. We're going to take a quick break. We'll come back with segment number two after this on News Radio KMAN.